This is JIS News. Coming up, pay for other feature no longer allowed on JUTC. National Blood Transfusion Service gets mobile collection unit and improved shipment and clearance of charity goods. The news in detail after the break.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated. Eliminated from Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. Effective today, concession passengers traveling on Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC buses will no longer be able to use their smarter cards to pay the fares of other concession passengers. With the change now in effect, the feature will only allow for payment of adult passenger fares. The JUTC is urging concession passengers to get their own smarter cards.
We have some locations where cards are available. The Halfway Transport Center, the Spanish Town Bus Park, the East Parade Office downtown, the Portmore Pines Shop number 74, and our mobile units, which is all over.
Marketing and communications manager at the JUTC, Clinton Clark, speaking in an interview with JIS News. Concession passengers are children aged 3 to 11 years, students aged 12 to 20 in school uniform, adults 60 years and older, and persons with disabilities who have been issued identification cards from the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities. The National Blood Transfusion Service, NBTS, has received a much-needed boost with the donation of a mobile collection unit. The unit was donated by the United Kingdom UK-based Angel Foundation and several other partners. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the gift will ensure consistency in the collection of blood, which is a vital element of healthcare delivery. He says utilization of the mobile blood unit will increase access to donors who are unable to reach the blood collection centers. The Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, says it has been actively engaging members of the diaspora to explain the new procedures and requirements under the Charities Act. The legislation regulates all charitable bodies intending to or already doing business in Jamaica. It provides an institutional and legal framework for the governance of these organizations, bringing more transparency and accountability to their operations. Chief Executive Officer of the JCA, Major Richard Rees, says the agency has held several meetings with diaspora representatives since the Act was passed in the Houses of Parliament late 2013.
We have had teams meet with the diaspora groups in the UK, and I also went to Canada, where we had diaspora representatives from the US and Canada. And Customs is very active in the diaspora conference.
The Charities Act stipulates that any person importing items into the country for charity will have to apply to the Department of Cooperatives and Friendly Societies. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Executive Officer in charge of operations at the Jamaica Customs Agency, Carlene Henry, says the new provisions under the Charities Act is helping to make clearing and shipping of goods for charity easier and better coordinated.
Previously, there were several delays in getting goods of a charitable nature cleared. Now, what the government sought to do is to remove the bureaucracies with regards to the importation and clearance of charitable items.
Mrs. Henry told JIS News that although duties are waived for the charitable imports, charitable organizations are required to pay 50% of customs administration fees. She further explained that with regards to motor vehicles, certified charitable organizations will get the special consumption tax waived. However, the import duty and the general consumption tax will be payable. However, there is a special provision in place for schools receiving goods from members of the diaspora. That was the JIS News. I'm Njue James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.